In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here for our weekly morning coffee with Dr. T. And I thought I would add a little coffee shop flavor to our coffee so that it would be much more like the coffee shop where I want it to be. Just imagine that every Tuesday morning, we all decided to get together and walk down to a local coffee shop, have a cup of coffee, and chat for about 45 minutes or so. Just about general things and topics that you want to maybe learn more information about that I might be able to contribute. So I mean to make this a little educational and to be fun. It's an opportunity to have specific questions answered, but please remember, I cannot give personal medical advice. So please keep your questions more generic so that they can be answered for the entire group. I just wanted to start this morning just with a little bit about, man, it seems as though food is really in the news these days. In fact, our newsletter this week, if you signed up for our weekly newsletter, which I hope you will, if you go to drtenpenny.com /join, drtenpenny.com/join, it will take you right to where you can sign up for our weekly newsletter. We put out 3 newsletters a week. We try not to overwhelm you. A Monday is really just a newsletter that pretty much just tells people what is going to be happening this week, who our guests are, what our time frames are. They're all, the times are always the frame, but the guests change every week, who our guests are. And then Wednesday is more of an educational piece where we put out a lot of things that I've written, Jackie's written, some of our other authors that write for Vaxxer.com, which is our sister site where we do the Tenpenny Report. That's on Wednesday. And then Friday Favorites is just an incredibly good newsletter. And I really hope that you guys will open it and take a look at it every Friday, even if you don't read it, you don't buy anything that we're promoting, because the promotion is how we run our business. But the girls do such a good job and they work so hard to put this together that it's really a beautiful newsletter. And this week we talked about health tips for the benefits of fulvic acid and fulvic minerals, and that you can go to a bit.ly link, bit.ly/fulvic10, F-U-L-V-I-C 10, and you can save 89% on your first bottle. Get the first bottle for only $10. So that's one of our specials this week. Fulvic minerals detox your gut. They do all kinds of things for your immune system. They really help to support your gut microbiome. And so you can get that first bottle for only $10 when you sign up for the monthly auto ship. Now, the monthly auto ship is really important to sign up for. You can cancel it anytime, even after you get your first bottle, if you don't want to do it anymore. But that's how they track things to be able to send you this for such a great discount, is signing up for the monthly auto ship, where you can go to bit.ly/fulvic10. You know, there's been an awful lot of stuff that's been happening with our food these days. You know, I've written a couple of articles about appeal. Marianne Heinem, who writes for us, she wrote a strong article that we reposted about appeal and what's happening underneath the skin. You know, they really haven't done a lot of testing. They just spray this stuff. You can use it on organic foods and all that things now. But they have figured out a way to look for solvents that are in the actual pulp of the fruit and pulp are the things that it's been sprayed on. So it is something that you want to avoid. I know that at Trader Joe's, that if you go to Trader Joe's and you start complaining about that you don't want to have GMO food and you don't want to have appeal stickers and you don't want that on everything, they do make an effort to try to get you other choices. This is being an informed, educated consumer. You know, a lot of the things that I write about, you know, sometimes people say, oh, the stuff you write about is so dark and so heavy. Well, unless you know what the stuff is about, how can you make different choices and to go forward? Last night I did my Brighteon show was with Mel Kay. And so you can, I'm sure many of you follow her on themelkayshow.com. She's got a Brighteon channel. She's got a blog that she writes. She's incredibly well-researched, well-spoken. I was telling the girls before we started this morning, she's a New Yorker and she talks so fast. She's got so much information to share that it was really, really a good show. Unfortunately, Skype did an update and both of us on my end and on her end, we were having trouble with getting Skype to work and to do your show on Brighteon. It has to be done on Skype. And Hannah, who's our producer for that show, she said, yeah, this last couple of weeks, a lot of their show, people who do shows on Brighteon were having a lot of trouble because of the Skype update. So we weren't able to do a video show, but we were able to do an audio show. So it was really good. If you missed it, you can watch it on Brighteon, or we will be reposting it on Thursday. And I can't wait till she gets her new book out. It's called America Anonymous. She may be pre-selling it on her site, but what she did was she took the 12-step program of Alcoholic Anonymous and she politicized it and made a 12-step of a revival and a political transformation of how everybody can get involved and to try to take our country back away from these nefarious creatures, is what I call the World Economic Forum. It's just nefarious creatures that of what they're trying to do. You know, this morning I was looking at, you know, I'm on a WhatsApp invitation list of people, mostly from the UK. It's all European, a few Americans, and it's very active. In fact, I can't keep up with it. I just scroll through it every once in a while. I mean, they'll have a couple hundred posts in there a day. So, but it's good stuff. This morning they were talking about that the Boeing Airlines whistleblower, the 62-year-old guy or 62 or 63-year-old guy that came forward to be a whistleblower about Boeing and how, because Boeing and sadly United, I'm a 2 million miler with United. I guess I just have to walk away from that and go do something else because United has adopted this DEI program, you know, the diversity, equality, and inclusiveness, that they are promoting people based on the color of their skin, not on their aptitude or their skills or the way they can build airplanes or even fly airplanes. That's really frightening. And this whistleblower who came forward and said, the Dreamliner airplanes, they are not built safely. There's people that are at work that are on drugs or they're drunk. And they actually canceled Boeing, actually canceled their safety checks where they would go through and check all of the workers' work to make sure it was done right. So now it's on the workers to just say that I did it right. And he came forward and was talking about this after the airplane, when the door blew off the airplane a couple of weeks ago, and now they're doing this investigation about it. And they went through and they randomly asked 15 employees at one of the Boeing plants, would you fly in one of these planes? And 10 out of 15 of the workers said, no, I wouldn't fly in one of these planes. What does that tell you? And I've been in contact for quite a while now with Todd Callender, who's a friend of mine, about this big problem with the FAA and mandating all the pilots to take the COVID jabs and all the heart problems that they're having. And he said, we've gone to the FAA, we've taken all kinds of data and information, and they don't care. They don't want to hear about it. It's like they want to have several mid-air collisions, killing off hundreds of people at a time, which I guess that just contributes to their depopulation agenda. Because then that way they can dissuade and discourage people from travel. So they'll be happy living in their 15-minute cities. When I was talking to Mel Kay last night, I told her I could hardly wait until she got her book out, and that when she published it and it was available, I wanted to have her back on the show so we could help promote it. And I said, I want a signed copy of one of the first books that you could roll off your presses, because this is exactly what we need to be doing. We really can't fight against the beast. They're too strong, too powerful, too much money. They control the press. They control the military. They control every government, all the way down to your local dog catcher. They control everything. So it's would be essentially, it'd be extremely difficult for us to fight against them. First of all, we have to have unity amongst us, which that's a step in the right direction, because we don't have that right now. And we would have to have unity, and all 300 million people in this country would have to stand up and push back, which that's never going to happen. And in my opinion, we talked about this last night on the show, that they have used, January 6th, the J6 thing, and all those people in jail, and more people that they are arresting. We talked about that a little bit before, that they think that they're going to arrest another 300 to 400 people, making over 2,000 arrests for people who showed up in Washington, D.C. to redress their government. And they were going to put them in jail for this. And they're continuing to arrest people. And I believe that they're doing that as a mass deterrent, that everybody says, well, I don't want to protest. I might end up in jail like those J6 people with all those horrible conditions. And that has been by design, absolutely by design, to keep Americans shut up. We all know about the problem at the border. We can, the number of illegals that have come into the country, the number changes depending on who you listen to, but it's millions of young men, mostly of fighting age, that they come across the border and they go, we don't know where. So it's a problem. And so Mel Kay has come up with a real solution for that. And the last thing she said on the show last night is she said, when I die, I don't want people, or when we get older and people say, what did you do to try to help preserve the country? And what did you do to try to help save humans and humanity while they were taking this over? What did you do? And she said, I want to be able to say I was on the front line and laid it all on the table. I did everything I could for my family, for God, and for country. So it was a really, really good show last night. I hope that you will listen. At least we had audio, and the audio was really clear. So the audio stayed up. We just put a screenshot of her picture up on the show, and it was really quite good. So, back to what I was originally saying about food. Our weekly newsletter, our Friday favorites, we featured a lot of things that have to do with food. And then this morning, the Defender came out with a article under their big food that they're talking about packaging, and a global pesticide ban is the only way to stop us from this global epidemic of nightmare. I'm working on a book right now. It's going to take me a little while because the research on it is very difficult. And it's all started because I wanted to write a Substack on bioengineered foods. I have a friend that stays with me periodically for a few days in between trips. And he brought home some, like a snack. And I picked it up and I said, what kind of junk is this? And I read on the side of it where it says contains bioengineered ingredients. And I said, I wonder what that is. It's a little different than GMOs. So when I started researching and digging into what the difference is between bioengineered, genetically modified, and genetically manipulated, and all of these things, there's 14 different foods that the FDA or the USDA in combination with the FDA allows to be genetically modified. And one of them was fish. They have genetically modified salmon. And when I started reading through this and reading about the horrible stuff that they're doing to our food, and how all of the genetic modification was supposed to be so that they could create glyphosate-resistant weeds, so they wouldn't have to use as much chemicals. And since they started using glyphosate in the 70s up until now, the amount of glyphosate that's been sprayed on our soils has gone up exponentially. So there was one little article that I found that was published maybe 2017 that said it's time to end all of this stuff because it hasn't delivered on anything it promised. We're using more glyphosate. It hasn't yielded higher yields on foods. In fact, now we have, there's a website that I found on glyphosate-resistant plants. It's massive. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of glyphosate-resistant plants that has come from using all these chemicals worldwide. And this particular website catalogs all of those plants. And so we haven't gotten more food. We're using more glyphosate. We're poisoning our bees. We're poisoning all of our wild animals that pick up and eat the grains that fall, you know, like woodchucks and raccoons and squirrels and, you know, even down to reptiles. And yet these people don't seem to care. I mean, I was talking to somebody yesterday about the fact that every single thing that God created on this planet, they are out to destroy, starting with humans. They want to depopulate the planet and make the rest of us into automaton, transvestite, transhumanite drones. And then our water, our air, our soil, all of our animals, whether they are animal husbandry, you know, farm animals, all the way down to our domestic pets. Do they even have vaccines now for shrimp and bees? Go figure. And alligators and reindeer and all kinds of wild animals that they want to vaccinate. It's like, you know, it's going to save everything when actually it's going to destroy everything. So there's so much focus on food right now, and we've written a lot of food articles. In fact, my last two Substacks that I wrote, one was on organic label. And so this last week I wrote on what does it mean when the label says natural? And I'm learning a lot by investigating these. These Substacks are a little bit longer than what I usually write. And they haven't gotten as big of read on them. And I think it's because they're a little long. And also maybe people think they know it all. I don't know. Or maybe they do know it all and they don't need to read them. But I've learned a lot by doing the research. On last week, this last Saturday, I wrote one on what does it mean when the label says natural. And the week before, I wrote an article on, you know, what does it mean when the label says organic? It's not, or made with organic ingredients, or partially organic. I mean, what does that really mean? So I wrote an article the week before about that. This week coming up, or not this week, but next week, I'm going to be writing on food additives. And there's something like 3,000 approved food additives. So obviously I can't write on all of them, but I just want to pick out the ones that are the most common and give people an overview and give them some links of places where they can go and look that up. So food is really, really important. You know, this article from the Defender, even the Washington Post put up an article called "The Ultra-Processed Food Linked to 32 Health Problems" in review. And the, you know, NBC News reported the applesauce recall was loaded with lead. That dairy farmer lawsuit that's happening in Pennsylvania is really blowing up and creating a whole lot of blowback, which I'm glad that it does. The FDA is going to create a healthy logo this year. Are you going to believe it when you see it? What does that really mean? Who are they getting paid off for? Because that does nothing to service big ag, big food, big pharma, or big chemical. So I look at that with like a raised eyebrow. And all this plant-based meat that they're now talking about that was supposed to be less expensive and have a smaller carbon footprint and all this nonsense now they were talking about increasing using a massive turnaround plant, including raising prices on plant-based meat to cover overall costs and to pump up slumping sales. Yeah, because it doesn't taste good and nobody wants it. So anyways, I'm going to be writing a lot about food recently. If there's any particular topic that you guys really, you know, would like to like for me to dig into and write on Eye on the Evidence, which is drtenpenny.substack.com. The article is called Eye on the Evidence because it is more evidence-based, and I have a lot of links that come in there from other articles and also from PubMed and published literature so that you can do a little bit more of your own research. That'll be good. And two more things, and then we'll move on to questions this morning. The first is, don't forget to sign up for our Five Docs Boot Camp. The Five Docs Boot Camp is enrollment is open. It starts April the 4th is the first week. We're going to do 5 weeks with each week we'll have two of the five docs. One will be presenting and the other person will be commenting and also kind of pseudo presenting. So we'll have 5 weeks of that, covering a wide variety of topics that you haven't heard us talk about before, and that it really lays out a defense for what we're really trying to do, which is setting the record straight. You know, somebody sent me a text yesterday that 4 years ago yesterday, 4 years ago yesterday, was the first day of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's when the lockdown started, when they started closing non-essential businesses, which was just so much nonsense. It was 4 years ago yesterday. Seems like a blink, seems like much less than 4 years. And at the same time, it seems like 40 years. It's 40 years. It seems like it's all we've been talking about for the last 4 years. But 4 years ago yesterday. And the five docs are still standing. We're still standing on the same thing that we said on day one. We're still saying on day 4 years later. And so we want to set the record straight about a few things, about how we've been in the right all along. So it's 5 weeks of that. And then we culminate on May the 4th with a four-hour educational webinar on the five docs solutions for mind, body, and spirit. Five docs solutions for mind, body, and spirit. It's 4 hours. It'll start at 10 a.m. Eastern time. We'll go till noon, and then we'll have a little bit of a break, and so people can get coffee, go to the bathroom, grab a snack, and then we'll come back for another 2 hours, the fourth hour being an open forum question and answer, so that we can get all as many questions in as we possibly can in terms of answers. Not personal problems. I mean, don't start telling us all your long litany of history of when I was born in Idaho in 1955 and everything that's happened to me since. No, we want to make it really concise so we can get in as many questions as possible. So if you go to learningforyou.org, learning the number 4YOU.org/5docs2024. So it's learning the number 4YOU, learningforyou.org/5docs. As in the number 5 docs 2024, that's where you can open for enrollment. We've had a really raving successful enrollment so far. We hope you'll join us. For those of you that are premium podcast members, and for those of you that are previous boot camp members, not only for five doc boot camps, but for the boot camps that we've been doing since 2017, watch your email. You will get a special code, a special discount code as a thank you for supporting our work and for being part of our boot camp team all of these years and seeing what we're doing. And so that's coming up. April 4th is it's only 3 weeks away, and we'll be starting our Five Docs Boot Camp. If you really like it and we get some really positive response, which I think you will, we're also kind of bouncing around the idea of maybe doing another boot camp in the fall. That's not solidified yet. This may be the only one, and it may be the last one. So we definitely want you to be there. This may be the last one that we do. So go to learningforyou.org/5docs2024 and register. And one last thing, I'm almost done with my first book that I've published in a long time. And so it's that we're going to be putting it out it's going to be probably another 3 to 4 weeks. We're down to the final edits and the final design, and contracts and all that other stuff on, it's called, it's off of my Sunday Substack, my On Walking with God Sunday Substacks. So it's a compilation and some editions of On Walking with God. I'm Walking with God. And the foreword is written by Brad Cummings. And Brad Cummings is the co-author of the book, The Shack, and the producer of the movie, The Shack. And he's also the publisher of the Founders Bible and a whole lot of other things. I'm just so proud that he's one of my best friends in the whole wide world. He's been a pastor for 20 years. He wrote the foreword to the book. And we're also doing a four-part series with him on living triumphantly in turbulent times. It starts also in April. That Brad and I have had a lot of discussions about this, and you're going to not want to miss that. And those that will make Thursday night, you know, pop some corn and settle in with us, because Thursday night from 6 to 7 will be happy hour with Dr. T and Brad Cummings talking about being triumphant in turbulent times. That will go from 6 to 7 p. And then from 7 p. to 8 p. we'll be critically thinking with Dr. P and Dr. T like normal on Thursday nights. And then we'll take a little half an hour break. And for those of you that have enrolled in the boot camp, we'll start the boot camp and it'll go from 8:30 till about 9:45. They will all be recorded. I mean, they're all recorded. You can rewatch all of them. If you can't join us on Thursday night, if you have a school events, or if you had church events on Thursday nights or things like that, everything will be recorded. Just make sure that you come and see it. You won't want to miss this series with Brad. I'm telling you, it will move your heart, soul, and spirit. Well, really a lot. So with that, I feel kind of chatty this morning. Goodness. let's see. Okay, there's a couple of questions down here. Jillian says, have you heard of any side effects from ivermectin related to the eyes? No, I have not. You know, the ivermectin has a track record that's impeccable. In fact, it's gotten the... I think it was awarded a Nobel Prize or whatever those prizes are for safety, long-term efficacy, killing off every parasite. So I don't think there's any side effects with that. At least there's nothing I've ever seen or ever heard of anywhere like that. So sorry, Julian, I don't have an answer for that, because I don't think that's possible. It must be something else. I'm sorry. Okay, one other question. How can people who have documented and turned their healing experience into a book? I'm not a doctor or qualified health professional, so people tend to not listen to me, and I haven't yet sold one copy of my 200-page book on Amazon. Gee, I don't know. There is a book that you can buy on Amazon. We've used it for some of the things we've done. It's called The Holy Grail of Book Publishing. And it has checklists and lots of really good information about book launches. I mean, you can't just stick a book up on Amazon and hope that somebody sells it. I mean, there's millions and millions of books out there in terms of your competition. I did a podcast interview, I don't know, this was 6 months ago maybe, with Tony Lyons. And Tony Lyons is a publisher on what's his publishing house? I can't think of it off the top of my head. But anyways, he told me that there are a million books per year that are published in all the publishing houses across. So the competition is absolutely fierce. And so if you know, in order to get your book out there, and there's lots of people who are self-published who are not doctors. I remember one of the best books I ever read about the hepatitis B vaccine was written by a mom who had a vaccine-injured little baby from hepatitis B vaccine. So it's not because of that. It's your cover design. It's the title. It has to be catchy. It has to be something that people go, wow, I can relate to that. I want to be part of that. There has to be a launch plan. So I would suggest maybe grabbing that book. It's not very expensive. I bought a Kindle version of it, and then I also bought a print version of it. And it's kind of like 8.5 by 11 paper, and it's maybe an inch thick. And it's called The Holy Grail of Book Publishing. And maybe that can give you some ideas and help you with a launch. I think that might help.
Dr. T,
Yeah.
Lyons's publishing company is Skyhorse Publishing.
Yes, of course it is. Thank you, Cookie. I don't know, sometimes first thing, I guess I need to take a little bit more sip of my coffee here. My brain isn't awake yet this morning.
Yeah, I was thinking about all the food stuff that you were talking about, and we haven't even touched on all this lab-grown meat and everything that they're doing with that. It's just so disgusting.
Yeah, well, the book that I'm researching on has a lot to do with food. And the more that I read it and the more that I investigate, and I worked really hard this weekend on getting the table of contents in place. And I've talked to a couple of veterinarian friends of mine over the weekend. I talked to Amy Hayek, who's been on our show before, and we've been longstanding friends. And I had a consultation with her about Tegan, who we think we finally figured out what was wrong with him. He's got some gut issues, but he's also got some bladder stones. And she thinks that, you know, I told her, we were talking about what I feed him. And one of the things that I feed him that I was told by somebody to do, that this was supposed to be such a good thing, is I give him one or two raw, organic, you know, free range, all the good qualifier chicken eggs raw once or twice a week. And I was actually told to do that by a holistic vet. And she told me that the albumin in the eggs in dogs, now I don't know if this is true on everything, but the albumin in dogs, when you give it to them raw, leaches B vitamins out of their system. And lack of B vitamins is one of the things that causes bladder stones in dogs. So she gave me a couple of supplement ideas and some things to do to change his diet a little bit. And we're going to do this for about a month. And then we're going to repeat his urine test and see if it's gotten better. But I'll tell you, just today, whatever was bothering him with his stool stuff seems to have gone away. I mean, he's back to completely normal yesterday and today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much. So that's my love of my life. You know, I don't know what I'd do without my puppy. He's my lifeline. And so as I'm digging into and researching all of this stuff about food, and I was talking to Amy about some of the things yesterday, and she and her husband, Bill, are both veterinarians, and they're going to help me with some of the things I just can't find. I mean, the research of digging into these things of what goes into our food is either it doesn't exist and they just toss it in there, or it's so hidden, it's very difficult to find. And so I say, when you talked about the disgusting stuff of the fake meat, it's every stone I turn in that area, it gets a little bit more disgusting, you know, on how, what they do with farm-raised everything, farm-raised beef, farm-raised chickens, pigs, fish, all that stuff. It's just, and all the genetic modification, and now, you know, we all know about the GMO soy that's been around for a long time, but they now even have genetically modified eggplants and squash and potatoes. If you see russet potatoes in your grocery store, those are GM. They're the only approved line of GMO potatoes. Russet potatoes, don't get those. And so, I mean, it's just beyond disgusting what they think that they're doing to feed the planet. You know, I wrote the article this weekend on natural foods, one of the comments on my Substack, I just loved it. Somebody wrote a comment that said, "Why can't what I eat be just food?" And I thought that was so good. You know,
it's so simple, right? Yes. Just leave it alone.
Just leave it alone. Why can't what I eat be just food? You know, instead of food additives, genetically modified, sprayed with a peel, you know, all these different things. I mean, seriously, it's pretty disgusting.
I will tell you real quickly, just on the food, So my son, he has a speech therapist, right? And she had gone away a couple of weeks ago and came back all excited to tell him on how she went to this fancy restaurant and there were celebrities all over the place. And she had the most delicious food that the sauce contained ants, and some other dish she had had crickets in it. And she was telling him how good and how wonderful. And his face went blank, and he tells her, "That's disgusting, and your tummy's going to hurt after that."
Good for
But
your son.
certain
How old is he, Cookie?
he's 10.
Oh, that's out of the mouths of babes, right?
Yes, if only people would listen. And I would tell people, you know what Dr. T is writing, she is so in depth with information. You might have to take it slow, but get beyond the fear of what you're going to learn. Get over that hump and learn it, because she's putting her heart and soul into this so that all of us can know, because it's kind of hard to see everything. Like she said, everything is buried. You can't find it, or it's not there, it's non-existent. And so with all this work, it deserves getting over that fear of what you're going to learn and how disgusted you're going to be, and learn it, because we need it, our children need it, our grandchildren need it. So please, I plead with you, for the love of God and for the love of yourselves, learn it.
Well, thank you, Cookie. Thank you for that unsolicited plug. That was really good. One of the things I'm doing in this book is that each chapter that I talk about all the disgusting stuff, at the end of the chapter is a section that I'm creating as I'm going through and reading all this stuff, what you can do instead. So it's just not all gloom doom, it's like, but you can't do something about it unless you know something about it. And I'm hoping that people will get, have some righteous indignation and get really angry about what's happening. And then at the end, there'll be website links and names to, veterinarians, and there'll be names to different places of organic farmers and grass-fed beef places and things like that, so that you can support people who are really trying to fight against the beast, and it's to your betterment. I mean, all those things are maybe a little bit more expensive, but believe me, at the end of the day, it's worth it. Last night, I've got this table of contents done, and so each one of the chapters I've probably written maybe 3,000 words so far. And so I had so many tabs open on so many different Chrome bars. It was just amazing that my computer would even run at all. Just seriously. So I was peeling them off Chrome and taking the links and plugging them into my Word document so that when I would work on that section, I could go back to it. I thought that I'd done a really good job on taking down all of those things. I think I still have maybe 100 or more tabs open. It's, my poor little computer. I mean, it's I, seriously, I'm not even sure how it runs. It's so loaded. The tabs are so open. So let's keep going on these questions here, Cookie.
Dr. T, I'm chuckling because Cookie and I have a gajillion tabs open all of the time. So you're speaking our language.
Yeah, I'm serious. And for those of you that don't do a bunch of research and don't know that, for every tab that's open, it takes a little bit of bad bandwidth off of your computer. So if you've got 100 bandwidth tabs open, and then you try to open something else and it won't open, or you get that little spinny circle thing, it's because your computer just is so bogged down, it can't, it has to run through every one of those open tabs to open the next one. So it's a lot. Every once in a while, you really do need to clear your cache and take out your old data and reboot your computer if you're doing that kind of stuff. So the next question we have here this morning, girls, is that what would the reason for a person have side effects? Fever, cold, shakes, diarrhea, nausea, headaches after taking one dose of ivermectin lasting a week. I would say that that is a Herxheimer reaction. Hold on one second. A Herxheimer reaction is when you are, in this particular instance, I would say loaded with parasites. Loaded. And sometimes we don't even know that because parasites can are kind of are the great masquerader. They can sit there silently and just it's sort of like I explained parasites is sort of like having termites in your wall. Your malt wall may look perfect until you go to lean against it and your hand punches through it because termites have completely eaten away on the backside of your wall. I would say that what that is a Herxheimer reaction, which means that the ivermectin went in and started killing, doing massive kill off and die off of those parasites. And what you're experiencing is, you can look it up, it's called a Herxheimer reaction. I think it's spelled H-E-R-X-I-M-E-R, Herxheimer reaction. And that sounds like what you experienced. Lots of fluids, lots of electrolytes. It will go away. And don't be afraid to take a second dose. But wait a month or so. Get yourself healthy again, because what you're doing is killing off all the parasites, which is exactly what you want to do. No connection about the eyes. I know that there are connections with the COVID jab in the eyes. I actually wrote an article early on a couple years ago on Eye on the Evidence on my Substack about what the COVID jab can do to the eyes and what it can do to the vision. So I would say that it may be that. And sometimes people are having issues nowadays. Remember, I started at the top of the hour by saying that, you know, it's been 4 years and the shedding thing, transmission thing is real, and that people may have side effects that are from the COVID jabs without even having taken a jab. If you've been around people that have had jabs, and particularly now they're up to 7 boosters. I read an article the other day. It just blew me away that one guy in a clinical trial agreed to take over 200 COVID jabs. 200. And the study concluded that he's just fine. So taking more doesn't hurt anything, except we don't know when he's going to drop over dead. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I mean, seriously, somebody volunteered to do that. So, you know, people may be having some weird, strange side effects. And it may be because of being exposed. If your spouse has had the shot and you're having intercourse with your spouse or kissing your spouse, or your kids have had it and you're hugging them. I mean, there's all sorts of ways to do the transmission. And they're continuing to propagate it because they're still making boosters. They're up to 7 now. And I read an article where it said they were bemoaning the fact that only 23% of Americans were willing to take the next round of boosters, only 23%. And what went through my mind was, what's wrong with that 23%? Why did they roll up their sleeve and do that? I mean, I thought it should be like 2% of the devotees that will get every vaccine, no matter what it's made of. So, it might be something to do with that. And again, like I said to the previous person, some of the things may be Herxheimer die-off reactions that you're type of seeing. Next question, Dina asks, what do you have any recommendations for pain, headaches, and cramps? I only take herbal supplements, but now need ibuprofen now and then. I would say that the most important thing to do when you've got pain syndromes is figure out what's causing the pain. You know, pain is a symptom. It's a warning sign. I used to talk a lot. Oh, I got these morning frogs in here. In my throat, sorry. I used to do this talk saying that if you came home at night and you walked into your house and the fire alarm was going off, if you have, you know, fire alarm in your house, it's going bah, 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 and, you know, making terrible noise. And you figured out which alarm was sounding, and you went up and you pulled out the battery and you threw it in the trash and said, well, thank goodness now we're done with that. We don't hear that noise anymore. But you never bothered to go look for the smoke or look for the fire. That's what happens with a lot of pain medications and other things that cover things up. They may make you feel better, you know, like an ibuprofen or a turmeric or proteolytic enzymes, all those sorts of things can make the pain go away. But what's causing the pain? Is it a food allergy? Is it an environmental allergy? Are you allergic to your house? Are you allergic to the water you're drinking? Do you need to see a chiropractor or an osteopath? Will acupuncture help your pain? I mean, I would say when you mention headaches and cramps, look for underlying cause of that. And I can't really go into what causes headaches because the differential diagnosis, we could spend a whole hour on that sometime. But I would say that in the meantime, you know, figure out a holistic practitioner, find a holistic chiropractor, naturopath. Go to, if you're close to Cleveland, come up and see us at Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center. Dr. Clapper would be happy to see you and take care of you. We've got Carla and Sandy are my two physician's assistants that are just wonderful that they can see you. We do IV therapies there. I've got two great nurses that we do a blood irradiation that kills out viruses and particles. If you're recovering from an infection, I have two great nurses. We do labs there. We've got a great supplement line. A wonderful staff. It's Tenpenny IM as in Mary C. Ten, not it's sometimes people type in Tenpenny Inc. and it's not Tenpenny Inc. It's Tenpenny IMC, which stands for Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center.com. We have a great website. You can actually even call and get a free 15-minute consultation with one of our practitioners if you want about the things that are bothering you before you make a decision. We've had people that have come from all 50 states and somewhere between 18 and 24 in countries. So yes, even if you don't live nearby, we do take care of a lot of people from out of state and even out of country. So give us a call, 440-239-3438. Get a consultation and figure out what your underlying problems are that are causing you to have all those things, Dina. I think that would be good. Are organic russet potatoes GMO? I believe they are. Organic, go read my article I just wrote about organic food labeling. It just kind of means, unless it says 100% organic, it just kind of means that maybe it does, they don't have glyphosate sprayed on them. But russet potatoes are the only ones approved in the U.S. from my research. I'd be happy to be incorrect about that. But my research showed that, you know, that they were trying to find genetically modified potatoes so they don't get the potato mold in the that happens underneath the ground. It's mold and sort of those bumpy sort of looking things on them. And they've tried a bunch of different lines, but that was the only one that has been approved. And I don't know how they could do organic any root vegetable anyways. I mean, when you think about how, I've thought about this a lot, when you can consider how toxic our soils are and how farming land is so completely polluted with glyphosate and other types of pesticides, glyphosate is just one of them. How do they call root vegetables like onions and carrots and potatoes and leeks and things that grow underneath the ground, how do they call them organic? I guess the only way is that they maybe don't spray pesticides on the top. But what does that mean about what the plant has absorbed from the soil underneath? I don't have an answer to that, but I have thought about that more than once. This is another quick question I want to answer is that I get a lot of requests saying, like, who do I listen to? You know, like, you can't trust the FDA, you can't trust the USDA. Last night when I was talking to Mel Kay, she was talking about out on Twitter that she calls them, she gave, has a had a cute name for them, like Twitter stars or something like that. She said anybody that has a really huge following, whether it's on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, she always shies away from them because they have a really huge following, people kind of glob onto them and think that because they have a lot of people following them, which could be paid, which could be bots, which could be a lot of things, that because they have large audiences, that everything they say is accurate. And she said, I can tell you that I've gone through and like four or five of these Twitter star people that have millions of followers. And I've gone onto their Twitter pages, their X pages, and I've looked at what they said, and she said about 30% of what they say is accurate, and the rest is just propaganda noise. And she said, and when it's propaganda noise, it really makes me wonder who's paying them to post it. So I think it's really incumbent on you as an audience, and I say this with gratitude to everybody that comes here and follows me and follows us, that everything I've said over the last almost 40 years of doing this now, 30 years for sure, 30 years of doing this, I always tell the truth. And I'm happy to say I don't know. And I'm really happy to say, you know, I apologize. I was wrong about that. I thought that I had learned it X, Y, Z, but based on new information, I have to change my mind. That was not correct. So I think it's important to follow people and believe people that you have a sense of trust with and that they are genuine and they dig into things and they try to do their very, very best. And they're not just doing it to gain audiences and clicks and likes and being paid. Because once you have very large followings on any of the social media platforms, then you can super monetize it. And you have some of the big people that come in, and because they know that they've got all the eyeballs there. So it's places where you can put paid advertisements, and you have to look at who is paying them to put their advertisements on their sites or their pages. So let the buyer beware. I mean, think about that a little bit, about who are you going to trust? Do a little research into them as a person. What do they believe? Do they believe God? Are they publicly saying things about they believe in God? And if they really believe in God like I do, then I believe, at least for myself, speaking for myself, I'm a lot more cautious about what I say, because one of the most important things in my life is that when I die, I want to stand in my final judgment, which we're all going to have, believe it or not, we're all going to have it. I want to be able to stand in front of my God and have him, when I do my life review, have it be as clean as it possibly can be. I'm not sinless. I'm a sinner just like everybody else. I fall down and get up just like everybody else. I have good days and bad days just like everybody. But at the end of the day, I want my God to be able to say to me, well done, good and faithful servant. So that's how I choose to serve you and to serve my audience, to try to put out information that I think you want to hear and you need to hear, and that's important to hear, and do it with integrity. So that's one of the combination things that I really think is important as you, and I know I'm not the only person that you follow or you listen to or you read. I know I'm not it. But as you look at the other people, do a little research into who they are, what they believe, and what they're saying before you put full confidence into them. And don't be afraid to change your mind. I mean, you could be thinking that somebody, I'm going to just say like, there's somebody that you thought was really the cat's meow, and you really believed them and you really got behind them. And then as time went on, things just didn't seem right. Things were kind of fuzzy around the edges, or more information came out. Don't be afraid to change your mind. It's important. And so I got some more questions in here. Oh my gosh, there's a whole bunch, and I'm really out of time for this morning. So I'm just going to say something really quick about each one of these. Is it okay to take ivermectin paste, or tablets are better? I believe that the tablets are better. Is it okay to take zeolite combo daily as well as drinking heavy metal detox smoothie? Yes, but don't take them at the same time because you're defeating the purpose. So maybe do your smoothie in the morning and do your zeolite in the afternoon or in the evening. Let's see. Usually menstrual headaches and our transmission. Maybe there's a long list of things that could do that. Are rashes under the arm in the groin area common when detoxing? Yes, because that's where a lion's share of your lymph nodes are. And so it's really that, yes, so that can be very important to have, it can be something that you can see as rashes in those areas. Is there another option to Eliquis? Well, bromelain and natokinase are two natural blood thinners. Taking with turmeric, those are natural blood thinners. So the answer to that would be yes. Much longer discussion is needed than just this, but there are things that you can investigate to see if you can change off of Eliquis. And part of it would be, why are you taking Eliquis? I mean, the underlying cause for taking that blood thinner, is it atrial fib? Is it a stroke? Is it some sort of bleeding disorder? Is it some sort of blood disorder? So it's a bigger topic than just a yes or no. But yes, there are natural choices to investigate. I'm using zeolite for my family. Is it good for a vaccine detox? You know, I've said this before, is that I don't believe, and this is my personal firm belief, that we cannot detox the spike proteins from our body because they get incorporated into our cell. They get incorporated into tissues. They can go into the DNA. You can't get rid of that. But you can always detox. You can always get healthier from all the other garbage that we talked about this morning that can get, that you need to get out of your system. So don't take something just for a vaccine detox. Take it because your body needs to be cleansed and you need to get junk out. Just like keep that thing dusting your curio cabinet as an analogy in mind. hydrogen water bottles, Rena, I don't know anything about them. I don't know anything about that. I use a ceramic water bottle, and I don't even know what the brand is. It's ceramic so that it can be cleaned easily. I don't use metal ones. I don't use plastic ones. There's one that one of my staff members got me for Christmas a couple of years ago, and I like it, which is this cup that I have this morning. It says Dog Mom on it. I think Michelle and Diane got me this, and because I've been having so much trouble with my doggy for the last couple of weeks, I used that this morning. So we're out of time this morning. We had, a good discussion, a lot of great, really great questions. Thank you, Cookie and Heather, for being here this morning. Michelle and Diane are on their way driving down to Cleveland because tomorrow night, and it's open to the public, if you're anywhere close to Cleveland, Ohio, tomorrow night we're having an open house event for the ECP Center here in Cleveland. It's going to be a big event. We have, and I'm going to be speaking. I'm going to actually be doing an entire presentation on ECP, and then we'll have some open forum question and answer. It's at the Crown Plaza in Middleburg Heights. Cookie, I don't know if you've got a quick link up there, or what the telephone number is to call, because you do need to make a reservation. The space is limited. But if you go to the tenpennyecp.com, the phone number is on the top of the page to just call. And we hope to see you if you're local here tonight. We will see you tomorrow night, Wednesday night. It starts at 5:30, I think I talk about 7 o'clock, about 6:30. So we've got a meet and greet with all the people that are coming. And then I'm going to do a presentation. So just plan to be there from 5:30 to 8 o'clock, something like that, tomorrow night. It's going to be a great sort of thing. So we have lots of podcasts that are this week. If you're subscribed to our newsletter, you'll know about that. So with that, I want to close with one of my favorite verses from the Bible. I close all my podcasts with, whether they are live or pre-recorded, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until next time, remember to lean into God, trust Him for everything. He will not let you down. If you haven't read my Sunday Substack from this week about the Holy Spirit, it's gotten tons of comments, and I think that you will really enjoy it. It's on tenpennywalkwithgod.substack.com on the Holy Spirit. And with that, mark your calendars for next week. We'll see you here next week, same time, same place. Have a good week. Goodbye, and God bless. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water, because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out. The heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch within our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our OptiLine, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero, could be worth nothing. You might not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with, because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT.